Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So, yes, Northwestern is going to replace their stadium.
Yes.
And they have plans for in... It is a dome, right? Is it a dome? I thought it was.
I think so. Let me look real fast.
But it seats only about 38 to 40,000.
Yeah, it's very small.
$800 million.
The new Ryan Field will be designed for a maximum capacity of 35,000, a more intimate setting with a capacity approximately 12,000 less than the current Ryan Field. That's from the Northwestern website, rebuildryanfield.com. It kind of rhymes. I'm trying to see a picture from above.
It seems weird to me that they're making a new place, but they're still calling it Ryan Field.
Well, technically, Nick, they're not making a new place. I think they're just...
They're just bulldozing the old one and building it back up.
What's the ship? If you rebuild the ship, one...
Oh, the ship of Theseus.
Yes, that's essentially what this is, but they'll still call it Ryan Field. Not a dome, by the way, but they will have the... Whatever you call that. The kind of soccer look where the fans are covered.
There's a covered grandstand. Yeah. Well...
Pretty cool looking.
Apparently, the neighbors are really excited about this.
Yeah, well, I don't know if excited about... So the Wall Street Journal has a story, and sadly, it's behind a paywall, so I can't read it. Oh, wait. Nope, never mind. Didn't give me access to it. The story is titled, It's Northwestern versus Evanston. It's Northwestern versus Evanston neighbors over a new $800 million stadium that will host concerts and serve booze. And the subheadline is, you'll have people spilling out of concerts drunk at 10:30, 11 o'clock. Have you been to Evanston? Have you been to
Yes.
Have you been to Ryan Field? Okay,
I've not been to the campus. Okay. I've been to Evanston.
Okay, so the Ryan Field is I mean, it's in a neighborhood, essentially.
Yeah.
Like a lot of stuff in Chicago, right? And so I think that's where some of the concern lies, is that this stadium is in an area where a lot of people live, a lot of families live.
Right.
And so they don't want it to be rowdy. Well... I don't know if this was like a meeting or if the journal, Wall Street Journal, just spoke with people, but I'm just going to read this. This is a screenshot from G. Allen Taylor, who covers the Florida Gators for the Athletics. So thank you to G. Allen for taking a screenshot and having a subscription to the Wall Street Journal. Mr. Starkman, who is 56, said complaints about fans urinating on lawns and bushes after games are exaggerated and happen only when Northwestern hosts Ohio State. Wisconsin fans party very hard, but are, quote, nice and respectful, end quote, he said. Michigan State fans are, quote, brilliant, lots of doctors and judges, end quote. Michigan supporters are, quote, ruffians, end quote, but generally well-behaved. Iowa's, Nick, are the friendliest in the Big Ten.
Iowa.
And Nebraska's, John, Nebraska's fans are the most likely to arrive in pickups. Quote, Ohio
State... But are they peeing?
Good question. Quote, Ohio State fans are the only problem. They have a monster following, and they think the world is their bathroom, end quote. Asked about that, Ohio State declined to comment.
Oh.
So there you go. Michigan State fans, brilliant. Lots of doctors and judges. Wisconsin fans party very hard but are nice and respectful. Michigan supporters are ruffians. Iowa's are the friendliest. And Nebraska's are most likely to arrive in pickups. And Ohio State fans pee everywhere, apparently. Pickups.
That's amazing.
Is that nicest, though? Yeah, that's not true. Is that true? You think Nebraska fans are going to the Northwestern game with pickup trucks? That's a drive.
A lot of people road trip in pickups.
That's a bad miles per gallon.
When we went to Florida, a lot of pickups
are pretty
good.
Do you think Nebraskans care about that?
No, it's like I want to save money if I'm driving to Chicago.
Well, first of all, if you have a pickup truck, you can afford the gas on it.
I guess that's true.
When we went to
Florida.
And
how you get a tailgate if you don't have a vehicle with a tailgate?
Hard to argue with that.
When we went to Florida last summer, that was in a truck. Mm.
And I don't know if you know this, but if you've ever walked around the tailgates in Lincoln, a lot of pickup trucks and Suburbans.
Lincoln is in our state. This is driving 8 hours.
But it's the idea of they want a tailgate. They got to haul their tailgate material.
Tailgated with vans before.
Nebraskans don't want to be tailgating in an old van.
I have tailgated with Nebraska fans in vans.
You need a Chevy.
And sedans even, John. Those lib cars that are getting rid of the AM radio.
Well, that ain't Nebraska.
Amazing Danny says, Evanston is super uptight. I remember being there in the 90s, and they were trying to ban fast food to keep out the riffraff. It's super rich, stuffy people.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of stuffy people there.
Rich people like fast food, too.
Andy points out about the Ohio State fans peeing, says, because all of Ohio is one big toilet.
People forget about Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
This literally sounds like one person's one-time experience.
Hey, no, he's...
Like two people peed in his yard.
He said, no, Mr. Starkman, he said that the complaints about fans urinating on lawns and bushes after games are exaggerated and only happens when Northwestern hosts Ohio State. He gave all the compliments of Ohio.
I find that hard to believe.
Have you seen Ohio State fans?
I've seen fans from a lot of different teams, and there's a lot of people when they've been drinking a lot... They'll urinate anywhere.
Dude, Ohio State fans pee all the time. I've heard horror stories. I'm not
surprised. So breaking news. Not Ohio surprised. State fans are human and have weak bladders.
Why are you defending Ohio State fans?
Well, you make it sound like no one else urinates.
Well, Mr. Starkman says that they do, but they probably use porta potties because they're good people.
Or bottles.
They drive their pickup trucks and then they pee inside of bottles and...
I would think it's even more likely that Nebraska fans would be the ones to be caught peeing in yards because there's more of them there.
Don't say that.
They literally take over the stadium like no other fan base.
Well, Ohio State does,
which means all the porta potties are in use and you got to get rid of the Bush Light somewhere.
See, Nebraska fans are nice, though. We don't do that. We say, I'll wait in line. I'd rather my bladder explode than go pee in Mr. Starkman's yard. That's what I would say.
I think we need...
I'd like to find Mr. Starkman's yard and pee in it.
What? I think we need to find... You're not an Ohio State fan.
No, just to show him that peeing is a normal human thing.
He knows it's normal.
It's not just isolated to Ohio State people.
John, it's not... He
people.
Said they think the world is their bathroom. The issue is not that Ohio State fans urinate. It's that they're urinating everywhere.
We need to find the Mr. Starkman of other Big Ten towns because I just want to see... We need more data here, right?
Well, we've already got Herman and Deschler.
Can't believe you're defending Ohio State fans for pissing everywhere.
Keep an eye on it next time they come to Nebraska. See if they're peeing everywhere.
Piss boys.
They're drunk college football fans. They all pee everywhere.
Not Nebraska
fans.
Also,
now John's defending peeing everywhere.
No, I'm not defending it. I'm just saying it happens.
John Bishop here for peeing.
Mailman Todd tweets in a photo. He says, was it Ryan Field years ago, a poor man's horseshoe?
I rest my case.
Why do you need to urinate then? Joel says,
I'm saying if there's anyone who ever peed in someone's yard, it's probably Mailman Todd.
He is a Steelers fan.
Hey, no matter rain, sleet, nor snow, all right?
Joel says the horseshoe more like a toilet seat. Exactly. It looks like a toilet seat because they close the end
zone.
Yes,
they do.
Just can't believe. I stand with Starkman.
Of course you do.
I stand with Mr. Starkman
boy.
Stand with Starkman.
Not Stark Weather, just Starkman. Eric wants to know, is John a J-I or a Buck J? Yeah, look at you. What is going on here? Is this because you pee all over the place?
I'm not saying that Ohio State fans don't pee in other people's yards. I'm saying they all do.
No, they don't. I don't go to games and see Nebraska fans peeing all over the place.
I'm not looking at...
Was that while you're peeing all over the place?
I'm not seeing it either, but I know it happens.
Steve says, so John finally comes out of the Ohio State closet. Yeah, I think the piss man doth protest a bit too much.
He did get weirdly angry that one time, remember?
Yeah. a tweet coming in from Nate says, John owes a quarter for getting so defensive.
I wasn't
Give
being,
us a quarter.
No, it's not my thing. Mm. I wasn't getting defensive. I'm trying to just explain that when you have a large
just
gathering of
people
drunks.
Peeing everywhere.
When you have a large gathering of drunks and a lack of bathrooms, the urination will flow
everywhere. Why doesn't
everywhere.
Mr. Starkman mention that with Nebraska
because
fans?
Because Mr. Starkman has a bone up his butt.
Maybe no.
About Ohio State.
Again, why? Well, I don't understand where this is coming from.
This guy's an upper-class twit. That's what he is.
He says that Wisconsin fans are nice and respectful. Everyone knows
Yeah, people who went up to Madison back in 2012 will all tell you great stories about how nice they were in Madison.
He says Michigan fans are ruffians,
exactly.
But generally
right
well-behaved.
That
John,
right
well-behaved.
There, Mr. Starkman is crazy.
Crazy?
I'm naming the segment The Pee Boys.
What did he say about Iowa fans?
We're nice.
He said they're the nicest.
Super nice.
The friendliest in the Big Ten.
Iowa nice.
That's because they're too busy going in front of the Iowa locker room and peeing in front of that and hoping that Brian Ferentz slips in it.
That's actually true.
That's why they don't. That's why they're not wasting their urine in other people's yards. They're waiting for Brian Ferentz to show up.
Fair enough.
Oh, props to a listener who just somehow sent me the story and I can scroll and read. Oh, man. Thank you. Good job, listener. Look at that. I can read the whole story. Look, is this? There he is, Steve Starkman.
Does he look like how he sounds?
He looks like a goober.
Wait a minute. No, is that him or is that the guy that owns the hot dogs?
No, Steve Starkman at left with his son Nick is a co-owner of Mustard's Last Stand. This isn't a hoity-toity guy. He
Mustard's
owns a,
last
he owns a
stand.
Hot dog stand.
I love that.
Wait a minute.
His father opened it in 1969
nice.
In front of the stadium. Northwestern has bent over backward to appease cranky neighbors. Mr. Starkman says, this guy, John, is salt of the earth. It's a blue-collar worker. His hands probably have calluses all over.
Have you seen the size of
mustard?
Have you seen the size of that hot dog stand?
Tiny.
Maybe make a bigger hot dog stand that has bathrooms in it. You want to have people peeing in other people's yards?
This is now you're
you
poop.
Fool.
Now you're poo-pooing a hard-working.
Here he is. He's selling
blue-collar Republican like you.
He's selling product that makes that fills the human body with waste. But no place to disperse of it.
This is unreal.
What an irresponsible business owner.
See, now this is the person you should be going after, Sonia Cohen. She's concerned about parking and congestion near the stadium. Ah, look at me. I'm Sonia Cohen.
Like parking and congestion wasn't an issue with the old stadium. Mm.
I stand with Starkman. Let's get Starkman on the show, Nick.
Okay.
Yeah,
look at
I want to ask Starkman.
Look how happy he is.
I'd like to ask Starkman, how many Cokes or Pepsis have you been selling there? And the poor people got no place to disperse of it.
Wow.
That is irresponsible,
Nick, friend. Nick, he has a Twitter. We're going to have to call the hot dog stand.
I have to call the hot dog stand, Nick. Chuck says, John Bishop here for why hardworking hot dog vendors are trash. This is unreal. We're never going to get a
I'm
hot dog sponsor again.
I'm not saying he's trash. I'm saying he's erroneous in thinking that only Ohio State fans pee in other people's yards.
Maybe, John, he has seen the tape, and it's always Ohio State fans.
I want to try
Why is
dog.
He watching the pee tape?
There's like Florida man. The other man is Ohio State man. That state is full of bad
when
people.
When did you get up? Is this all stemming back to your hatred of Ryan Day? Turn into Mr. Anti-Ohio State?
I never have liked Ohio State. What are you talking about? It's a bad state. Everyone knows that it's a bad state.
You don't like Wisconsin either.
Don't care about the music, Nick.
You didn't like Iowa either.
I don't like any. But Iowans, when I drive through Iowa, I don't see people peeing everywhere.
Because we're nice.
Yeah, exactly. Nick and his ilk are not pissing. Unless it's into a toilet.
Or the backyard, but on your own property.
Incredible.
In the middle of nowhere.
I hope they build this stadium. This is great.
I want to go to this hot dog stand.
John Sorensen says you'll have people spilling out of concerts drunk at 10:30, 11 o'clock, walking around your neighborhood. There will be crimes of opportunity. We're usually asleep by then.
Oh, my
God. See, that's the hoity-toity garbage that we don't like.
That's some fear. That's some pearl clutching.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they're concerts. I stand with Starkman.
We don't want the people coming from the rock
concerts. I stand next to Starkman in the urinals.
But isn't Starkman complaining that the concerts are going to cause this problem?
No, Starkman is saying that the hoity-toities are all wrong. He says that, for the most part, Big Ten fans are good people, except Ohio
State. Except Ohio State fans, who he saw one guy peeing because sold him a Coke and didn't have a bathroom for him to go.
Where did you get this one guy thing? He's saying that it happens all the time. All the time. Great story. What a story.
I like the name of that hot dog stand a lot.
Yeah, I could tell, Nick. You were all in on
Mustard's
that.
Mustard's Last Stand. That's so good. That's
yeah,
the perfect
Mustard's
name.
Last Stand. Meanwhile, don't be standing to pee anywhere close to here because we got no bathrooms.
Think the only condiment is mustard, or do you think you can also get relish?
Oh, it's in Chicago. If you put ketchup on a hot dog, you're going to hell.
Mike reminds everyone that I am a big Michigan boy.
That's true. This
go
is,
blue.
Michigan's
not problematic.
Go blue. Just don't go in anyone's yard.
Andy says, if peeing in someone's yard is cool, consider John Miles Davis.
Well, I don't think it's cool. I'm just saying it happens a lot.
Not with Nebraskans.
At every college
football
game.
We're salt of the earth in our pickup trucks.
As someone who once lived in the Russian bottoms, the North Bottoms, very close to Memorial Stadium, I can vouch. There was some urination going on in places where it shouldn't have been.
That's the North Bottoms. That's where college kids live.
That's peeing in someone's yard.
Yeah, but you're probably like, hey, Bob, can I pee in your yard? And Bob's like, I don't care.
No.
Yes.
No. No one's asking for that.
And whether you have peeing in people's yards,
you have permission. If it's happening, it's happening. You're the one over here saying, no, Nebraska's never urinate in other people's yards.
If they do, they ask for permission first.
Were you a yard peer, John? Were you the one person peeing in yards?
Apparently. No, because I lived there. My house was right there. I just went inside. Man, used my own bathroom.
By the way, we got some Dallas Cowboys news that just came down. More free agency stuff. Jonathan Hankins, 1 year contract. $1.5 million.
Do Cowboys fans pee in other stadiums?
Absolutely not. We're good salt of the earth people too, Nick. Good humans. I like this signing. Jonathan Hankins, let's go!
That's good money to get for only having to work 4 months out of the year because you certainly aren't going to be working in January or February.
Hey, they played in January. Couple times.
Barely.
Couple times.
All right. Still to come, we have some audio. And Steve Sipple's coming up.
Yeah, it is new time. If he actually
shows.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
But Jeff Sims, audio coming up on 1620 The Zone.
Hey, everyone. Josh Peterson here for my friends at Miracle Hill Golf and Tennis. 402-498-0220 is the phone number to give them a call. I mean, we got a 70-degree day coming up on Sunday. And if you have not been out to the golf course in a while, maybe you haven't swung a golf club in a while, maybe you haven't swung a golf club ever. Well, at Miracle Hill, they want to help you find that swing for you. Whether it is Jonathan Mielke, whether it is Mike Favre, they can help you out. John and I so often will talk about our love of data and analytics and trying to find ways to be better. Well, they believe in that there as well inside of the Top Tracer building. It's no longer just swinging into a net and seeing, like, I think that would have gone far. I think that it was going straight. No, you can get real-time immediate data, not to mention replays of your swing. So you can see exactly what's going on. No more of that, hey, you're doing this, and you're like, okay, I guess I'm doing that. No, you'll see what you're doing wrong. You'll see what you're doing good, so you can replicate that moving forward. You want to get better, and you want to enjoy weekends like the one that we're about to have more than you ever have before. This is the place to get better. 402-498-0220. They're located just north of Dodge on 120th Street, Miracle Hill Golf and Tennis.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.